You know, new technology of side scan and down scan has definitely changed the way we fish by allowing us to not only look for fish directly below the boat, but in high definition close to the bottom and off to the sides up to 300 feet. Stay tuned for this study session in the Teaching Fishing Classroom. We're going to talk about side scan and down scan. Well, here we are for study session 2 in our sonar module, and today we're going to talk about side scan and down scan. New technology that has really changed the way that we can look for fish. You know, one of the things that I preach all the time here at Teaching Fishing is don't put lures in the water until you know you're fishing where there's fish. We used to do that with two-dimensional sonar, but sometimes we would miss because the cone was so small, we knew that there were fish outside the cone that we weren't seeing. Well, now with high definition down scan, it gives us a wider swath and much better detail. And more importantly, side scan, which allows us to see up to 300 feet to the side. We can now really take the time to scour the water and look for fish before we fish. You know, I believe that 95% of anglers spend 95% of their time fishing where they have no chance catching fish. Side scan, down scan help that. Let's take a few minutes and talk about some tips and tricks to help you use your sonar better by using side scan and down scan. First thing I want to talk about is I want to talk a little bit about how the coverage area actually works. So if we look at traditional two-dimensional sonar, it's basically a circle as we look from the top. And as we get deeper, that circle gets bigger. So if you want to talk about how side scan and down scan are a little bit different, let's take that paper plate, lay it on a table. We got a 6-inch paper plate that we're going to lay down on the table. Let's say that represents our coverage area in about 30 feet of water. If we took that 6-inch paper plate and laid about a 24-inch ruler on top of it, right through the middle, that's about the coverage area that we actually get with our side scan. So we're actually looking off to the side of the boat further. Now, instead of looking in a circle though, we're looking at a very, very small swath of water, which means a couple things. It means that we're not going to cover as much water as we are on a regular two-dimensional sonar, so we still need two-dimensional sonar. But it also means, and key for us, is target separation is so much better. So when I look at downscan, one of the things that I love about downscan is the ability to actually pick fish out of the bottom. It's probably the number one thing that I use my downscan for. Traditional sonar, fish will get so close to the bottom that the distance between the fish and the bottom to the transducer are the same. That makes it hard for the transducer to pick out two different objects and actually show you fish that are close to the bottom. Really important in heavy current situations where fish are right tight to the bottom, or in heavy cover where it's hard to separate fish from cover. By using a much smaller swath or a 1.5-degree cone as opposed to a circle, what we're able to do with side scan or with down scan is be able to get in there with a higher frequency and pull those targets away from the bottom. It's something I use every day in my river fishing. So here's a great example. We've got a bunch of rocks on the bottom. I would never ever actually even be able to see those rocks on two-dimensional sonar. So if I take just a minute here and I'm going to set up a page that is going to be regular sonar and down scan, this is where you're really going to start to see the difference between what down scan does and what regular sonar does. So I'm going to change the view over here to down. And now we're looking at the same picture both on regular sonar and down scan. So you'll start to see that here we have a big blob on our regular sonar, but on our side, on our down scan, we actually see that that is a group of fish. We have a pod of bait fish up here. We're now starting to see some fish actually inside these rocks. We're starting to see a tree limb here and a tree limb here coming out of the bottom that we don't even see on our traditional sonar. So the ability to actually see things close to the bottom and actually be able to pick up targets out of the bottom are key to using your down scan. And it's one of the things that I love about down scan is the ability to pick out objects. So here we've got just a big cluster on the bottom, big bunch of red. We can actually see that that's actually craggly rock. So down scan is critical, not only because it covers wider, but because of the definition, we're able to see into structure better, and we're really able to see fish close to the bottom a whole lot better than we can with regular sonar. I use my down scan as my main sonar in the river off of my trolling motor. So I've got a transducer mod that gives me down scan on my trolling motor so I can see fish on the bottom of the river instead of having to kind of decipher what's going on with my two-dimensional sonar. A pretty cool tip here. So your down scan helps you see inside objects, inside structure, and gives you better detail. Okay, let's talk about side scan a little bit, because side scan is, again, one of my favorite tools. And what we're going to do with side scan is have the ability to look both left and right to the side of the boat. So here we've got a side scan picture. We're looking off to the left and off to the right. Okay? Now, this is a hard picture for a lot of guys to read. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to stop the sonar right there. And I'm going to kind of leave it there. Now, I don't have the exact same picture, but I have a picture that we pulled off. I'm going to show you how this works. So basically, this line right here, our boat is right here. This is where our transducer has traveled. So this is old history, new history. This is where the boat is. These two lines right here are actually the lake bottom directly below the boat. And then this is what's off to the left of the boat, and this is what's off to the right of the boat. So if I take that picture right here, and I simply take a picture just like it, so here's those two lines that are the lake bottom. I'm going to fold those together. Then I need to rotate this paper 90 degrees, and that gives me a real picture. My boat's up here, here's history. This is off to the left of the boat, off to the right of the boat, and then this is the water column directly below the boat. So that's how side imaging actually works. Now, what we're looking for on our side imaging, when we start looking for fish, is we're looking for little objects that look like grains of rice. So you'll see these little white spots over here. So there's three fish over here on this side. We've got some rocks over here. You can see that there's a couple fish behind the rock. So we got a rock, we got some shadow, which tells us that rock is off the bottom, and there's two white marks behind it. So there's actually the ability to look behind objects is a huge part of the ability to use your side scan. Now, we talked earlier that a lot of people, about 95% of anglers, spend about 95% of their time fishing where there's no fish. Side scan has really brought that to life for me. There are times you will go down and you will look 150 feet to both sides of the boat, both in the river or the lake, and all of a sudden you'll see three fish in a spot the size of a Frisbee. Well, you could cover all that other water and never get a bite, think you got the wrong lure, think you're in the wrong spot, but by simply taking the time to use your side scan to look at a big swath of water, find where those fish are located, go over there and catch those fish, now you're going to be much more productive. Again, I think 95% of guys spend 95% of their time on the water fishing where they have no chance catching fish. Guys, that's a lot of your time on the water where you have no chance. Use your side scan to get you on fish, find good structure, find hard bottom areas, find bottom transitions, but more importantly, find those structure areas with fish, then go over and fish them. Okay? Pretty important. Now, one of the things that I do a lot, I'm going to show you a couple tips here. One of the things I do a lot is, depending on how many machines you have in your boat, is you will run side scan and down scan together. So I'm going to give you a little tip here. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to set up a side scan and a down scan screen where I have both together. And here you can see that I've got both my side scan and down scan. Now, side scan is much easier to read and much more valuable tool the wider you can make the screen. So when I have a split like this, one of the things I will do is I will go into my options and I will go into my adjust splits. And what I will do is I will make my down scan much smaller. What that does is that widens out my side scan, gives me a better picture, much better detail, but still gives me the ability to see my down scan at the same time. You don't want to be half and half because you don't need as much width for the down scan as you do the side scan. Widen out your side scan and narrow up your down scan. It's going to make a big difference. When we talk to guys about side scan, one of the questions that we get is how can it be easier to interpret? Because with this single screen here, it is kind of hard to interpret, right? You got the left side, you got the right side, you got the bottom, you got everything kind of going on in one spot. So one of the little tricks I want to show you, this is what you can do, one of the things you can do on a Lowrance unit that's pretty cool, is you can run three panels of information. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into my pages, and I'm going to go down here, and I'm going to create a new page, and I'm going to pull in structure, I'm going to pull in structure, and I'm going to pull in regular sonar. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to select my three panels, and now what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch those, and now I've got structure, regular sonar, and structure. So let me show you what this looks like on the screen. So this is what I have on the screen, but now I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to go over here to this left panel, and I'm going to make it, let's clear the cursor, let's go into our menu, we're going to make that not side, we're going to make that left only. And now I'm going to go over to my right side panel, and we're going to go in and we're going to make that right only. So now with that separation between those two panels, a lot of guys find that easier to read. So now they know this is the boat, this is the bottom, this is to the left, this is the boat, this is the bottom, this is off to the right. It makes that easier for a lot of guys to read having those three panels there than it does having your whole side scan jammed together. Just a little trick that I have found over the years makes it a little bit easier to read, something to kind of file away and use. All right, let's talk about adjustments on side scan real fast. And we're going to go ahead, we're going to make this left and right. So now we've got our side scan. Actually, I'm going to do, guys, I'm going to take just a few seconds here. I'm going to change this. Actually, I'm going to change the simulator. I'm going to change the file we're using because it's too shallow water. I'd like a little bit deeper water. So we're going to go there, and we're going to, that should give us a little bit. There we go. Now we've got full screen side scan coming. Okay. All right. So a couple things I want to show you here. We've got our side scan set up. We showed you that little trick, okay? I want to talk to you about two adjustments, one being contrast and one being the color palette. Now, contrast is probably the most important adjustment you can make when you're talking about side scan, because what contrast does is turns up or down the brightness of the screen. So what I'm going to do, let's talk about color palette first. So let's go into the menu, and here's all of our color palettes. I like color palette number 6. That's that palette right there. It makes it easy for me to see. So you can see up here, we've got some fish up here. We got some hard spots. We got a little ridge, a little depression back here. There's a bunch of fish on the bottom here. We just got a lot of cool things going on. I like palette number 6. It's kind of a grayscale palette. That's kind of a sepia that I like. Number 6 is my favorite. I will use, though, if I'm looking for fish behind objects, there are times that the blue green, which is palette number 7, or the straight blue, which is palette number 9, gives me a little bit better vision into structure or behind structure. Everybody's eyes are different, guys. I can't stress that enough. Play with these palettes, find the one that you think is the best for you, adjust with that one. Now, let's talk about contrast, because really the only adjustment you have on your side scan is contrast. I'm okay starting in auto, but you will want to make adjustments. So watch what happens if I take the contrast and actually turn it up. What happens is this white actually gets too white, right? So now I can't see anything. If I turn it down, it actually gets too low and I lose all of my separation. So I like to start at auto, but one of the things I will tell you is this. This is the adjustment you're going to change the most on side scan. If you're having a hard time reading side scan, turn your contrast up just a little bit. It makes the whites brighter, which means those fish are going to look like grains of rice, are going to stand out a little bit better than if you have a little bit lower contrast. But if you get in shallow water or really, really hard bottom, it's going to start to get really, really bright white. You're going to want to make sure that you take that contrast and actually tone it down a little bit so you can actually see the definition. I play with the contrast a lot. I start at auto and I kind of go up and down. If I'm really looking for fish, I may turn it up. If I'm in really shallow water or hard bottom, I may turn it down so it's not so white. Understand those adjustments. Using the right palette that's best for your eye and using that contrast adjustment is going to make a big difference in how you actually see fish on your side scan. Okay? All right, we covered side scan and down scan interpretation in our side scan, down scan DVD. It's really hard to do in a 16-minute study session. There's just so much. I just wanted to show you a few little tips here to kind of get the most out of your side scan and down scan. It's a tool that I would not be without. It's a tool that catches me fish every single day. It allows me to hunt for pods of fish or specific fish, actually go over and catch those fish and then move on to the next good fishing spot. I would tell you on the Detroit River specifically, about 3 out of every 4 fish we catch, we actually see usually on side scan or down scan before we catch them. And I can't tell you how many times on the Detroit River I'm fishing a spot, see a pot of fish 30, 40, 50, 60, 80 feet to the side, pick up, move over there and start catching fish when no one else is catching fish where we were fishing. It's an absolute necessary tool to not just finding fish, but eliminating bad water. Learn how to use your side scan and down scan, especially your side scan. I guarantee you guys, a little bit of practice, you will catch more fish because you're spending more time fishing where there's catchable fish and less time fishing where you have no chance. You know, this is a very, very, very small piece of what's available on our DVD, Using Side Scan and Down Scan, available at teachingfishing.com. I'm Captain Lance Valentine. Thanks for joining us at Teaching Fishing. We'll see you next time.